Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to set it right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Fumble.
Fumble the ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my.
The incredible words of the great Dick Enberg, of course, passed away this week at the age of 80, so we'll get into him in depth tonight. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, baby, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I want to welcome you to my grill. We're hooking it up here for the next hour, talking sports, talking smack. And we'll have a little bit of fun while we do so. You can join me on the toll-free if you'd like. Your choice. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line, which means no commitment. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, you know, I bet a grand on the Green Bay Packers to win on the money line, and they came close. They went into overtime, and they won. So, basically, I'm still unscathed this year. That's right. I have not been beaten significantly on a major bet. I lost a couple $100 bets, but no big bets this year. Right? We're rocking and rolling. The money line is just kicking it, baby. What can I say? I'm up $4,700 through thus far through the 2017 season. So, I'm really happy about that. And if you're hanging out with me, guess what? And you're doing the same picks I am, you're making some money as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to Taco Man Radio.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
CoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, CoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to CoolDog.com. That's CoolDog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Dom's Diner for a holiday edition. We're very festive and we have a lot of winners because we're celebrating rather than jeering. If we make fun of too many people, we're going to get some coal come Christmas. So let's jump right in. Some winners. Heap all the praise, the accolades.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
We're going to start with 49ers quarterback Jimmy G. That's right, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's 5-0 in his career as a starting quarterback. He's led the 49ers to a 3-0 record since he took over. He's put up back-to-back 300-yard performances, and all of a sudden looks like the 49ers may have their quarterback of the future. Obviously, got to temper expectations a little bit. Week 16, he plays against the Jags, one of the best defenses in the league. And then Week 17, he's got the Rams, one of the best teams in the league. So there's still some tests to be had, but Jimmy G looks like he might be the real thing in San Francisco. 49ers fans have something to be excited about again. My second winner, and I think they are going to have to be weekly winners until they actually prove that they're not winning, and that's because Manchester City in the English Premier League won 4-0 on Saturday over Bournemouth. They are 18-1-0. 18 wins, 1 tie, 0 losses. 19 games into the season and they have not lost yet. Absolutely insane. They have a 14-point lead over Manchester United, and this is the largest Christmas lead in English Premier League history. Think, let that sit in. The English Premier League history ever. So shout out to Manchester City. Until they lose, they literally have to be winners because they continue to win. Another team that continues to win, the Golden State Warriors. Through Friday night, 11 straight wins. Curry, Zaza, and Draymond have been out for most of those games too. It's pretty much been the Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson show. And Jordan Bell, the rookie, the power forward, aka Cash Considerations, as he likes to consider himself. If you don't remember, the Warriors bought the rights to draft Jordan Bell from the Bulls in the second round. Whoops. Warriors are continuing to get it done. Steph Curry likely going to miss the Christmas Day game against the Cavaliers, but Draymond came back on Friday night against the Lakers, so the Warriors starting to get a little bit healthy in there on an 11-game winning streak. They also became the fourth team in NBA history with a double-digit win streak in 5 straight seasons. So shout out to the Warriors. Again, until they lose, they're going to continue to be winners. My final winner, shout out to the Armed Forces. Army got their 10th win of the season on Saturday, defeating San Diego State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Army gets a 2-point conversion late in the game. They win. They got their 10th win. The Armed Forces Bowl champions. They only completed 20 passes all season. No, I'm not talking about in the last game. I'm not talking about their last few games. All season, Army has completed 20 passes. 20 of 65, folks. 6 interceptions. 785 carries, over 5,000 yards rushing. Let that sink in. 10 wins, and they completed 20 passes. Shout out to Navy. Shout out to all the armed forces, but shout out to Navy for getting it done on the ground, beating teams left and right. 10 wins on the season and a bowl victory. You are absolutely winners. All right, and with Christmas right around the corner, we don't want to be too mean, so we loaded up a little bit on winners and only have a couple losers on the menu tonight.
To him, to her.
First losers, Real Madrid. They lose 3-0 in El Clasico to Barcelona at the Bernabeu in Madrid. So they lose 3-0 to their hated rivals at home. It's the first time Barcelona has won 4 straight games at the Santiago Bernabeu in Madrid. First time ever they've won 4 straight. And only one game's been close. It's been a lot of butt whoopings and a 3-2 win for Barcelona. Barcelona increases their lead. They're still in first place. Real Madrid falls 14 points back of Barcelona. They're in fourth place. So it's not even like over in England that we talked about where Manchester United is 14 points back of Manchester City. But at least United is in second. No. Real's in fourth place. They've got some work to do. I think Barcelona's almost all but clinched up this title unless absolute chaos happens and they forget how to play the game of soccer. But Real Madrid, deep trouble. They're almost going to be out of a Champions League spot if they don't pick it up. Obviously, we're only halfway through the season, but they need to get it going if they want to secure Champions League spot for next year. My second losers, the Green Bay Packers. Week 15, they activated and played Aaron Rodgers. My fantasy team thanks you for doing that. But they lost to the Panthers. Rodgers was very rusty. You could tell he's been sitting for 8 weeks. It was very blatantly obvious. They were eliminated from the playoffs on Monday night when the Falcons won their game. And then the Packers put Aaron Rodgers back on injured reserve because, hey, we're out of the playoffs. Why risk further injury? So the Packers tried to get back into the playoff conversation. They had outside hopes, so they activated Aaron Rodgers. I'm just going to say, oops, that didn't work out. So you guys are losers this week. Okay, so we got a little more fun to poke, and that's with good job, good effort. Good job, good effort this week. Shout out to whoever the Chicago Bulls post-game graphic person is. The person in charge of putting up the graphics on the post-game show. Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis, if you don't know, got into a fight during the preseason. Portis ended up punching Mirotic, broke a bone in his face or his jaw. Mirotic missed a handful of games to start the season. Obviously, he was angry and he delivered an ultimatum to the Bulls. Either you trade Portis or I'm not coming back, or trade me, whatever it might be. Well, they're both back. They're both playing for the Bulls. They both had 20 points each the other night on excellent shooting, and they won the game. But during the post-game show, the wrap, the graphic put up on the screen had their faces, their stats, and the title of the screen was 1-2 Punch. Now, the thing is, I don't know if it was deliberate. I don't know if it was accidental, because 1-2 Punch is a very normal phrase when it comes to talking about sports. But with these two's history, you have to wonder, did the person who made this screen do it on purpose? So if it was not on purpose, then really, good job, good effort. You kind of missed the mark on that one, pal. But hopefully it was all in good fun. Still, I think the animosity between Mirotić and Portis makes it a little bit of a bad joke, but good job, good effort to the graphic person. 1-2 punch for teammates who got into a fist fight. We're about to close up shop for the holidays here at the diner, but we've got one last special on the board, and that is Say What?
Say what?
Normally, I know this is where I make fun of something or something's really funny, and I like to poke fun at it. It's going to start off a little somber, the passing of legendary sportscaster Dick Enberg, 14-time Emmy winner. He did the Olympics, football, Wimbledon, the Padres, and other baseball. But we're not going to do it sad. Yes, it is very unfortunate. It's apparent heart attack in his home as he was getting ready to head out for the holidays. But the Say What portion is not that he passed away, but it's that Dick Enberg and Vin Scully, two of the longest reigning broadcasters in all of baseball, they combined called 30 no-hitters. For context, there have been 296 in MLB history. So two men, Vin Scully and Dick Enberg, have managed to call more than 10% of all of the no-hitters in Major League Baseball. Vin Scully's retired, and unfortunately, we have lost Dick Enberg, one less living legend. So our thoughts are with him and his family during what would normally be a tough time, but especially right before the holidays. Our thoughts are with them. But it is time for us to close up the shop. Thank you for listening. Happy holidays to everybody. And remember, we'll be back. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Peace.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
First down and goal just beyond the 10. Rivers, shotgun snap on the far hash. Five-step drop. Looks left flat. He wants more. He goes left corner. End zone touchdown. 10 yards out, Antonio Gates. And the Chargers take a 12-10 advantage. 9:20 to go in the third quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight marks the final home broadcast for the great Dick and Berg. Please direct your attention to home plate for a special presentation.
60 wonderful years, it's hard to believe how privileged I've been and why was God so good to me. Thanks to this beautiful game, I hope you fans, and I know I'm speaking to the choir, don't ever turn your back on how beautiful this game of baseball is. It's the best game, it's the best announcer's game. So, onward and upward, and I guess that'd be the obvious what I should say now, but it's already out there on the grass. Well, the heck with it, I'm going to say it anyway. Oh, my!
Other than some limited experiences back in my college days, really hadn't called much baseball, but I knew the game, and so I'm calling it, you know, the play. When there's a home run, he'll touch them all. I threw that in there. And afterwards, I played it for Tanner. He said, that's good. I'd keep that. I think that's good.
He gets up and going early. High, long, touch them all. Gone, touch them all. Touch them all.
Now, along with Oh My, which started over 50 years ago.
Here's a throw.
I still am a fan, you know, and I'm pleased at that, that when I go to the ballpark, I'm part of them. I'm part of the fan. I care what happens today. I hope we see great plays.
That ball is driven to right field as he hit another. Touch them all. Two homers, two doubles, and the Padres win.
Grown men become little boys in a victory celebration.
My mother teethed me on a miniature baseball bat. Her father, my grandfather, owned a little grocery store, was a big Detroit Tiger fan. He claimed he went to 35 consecutive home openers. And so she had baseball in her blood and decided to tease me, and my dad loved baseball as well. So it's in my DNA.
Well, the heck with it, I'm going to say it anyway. Oh, my!
If you have baseball in your soul, it doesn't go away. It's there forever.
The great Dick Enberg, what can I say but, oh my. That was his line, oh my. I mean, that was just Dick. It was just Dick Enberg. Of course, when he was the voice of the Anaheim Angels, that's what they were called before they were the Los Angeles Angels, the Anaheim Angels. It was sort of cool because we get to hear him once in a while, and then you see him on, you know, the NBC baseball game of the week, and he did some football here, and he did golf. I mean, he did everything. I don't think he did any combat sports, but he did a lot of sports. Dick Enberg was a class act. We'll hear a little bit more about him in the show, no doubt about that. Now, before I get to the money, got to talk about this. Steelers cut their iconic defensive man. I'm talking about James Harrison. They cut him to make space on the roster for Marcus Gilbert's return. Good luck on that one. Harrison, now 39, 2008 Defensive Player of the Year, I believe he was. Hey, Defensive Player of the Year. So it's not what you've done for me lately. It's what you've done for me last night. In the last game, you're only as good as your last game. He hasn't been good for a long, long time. Let's take a look at these odds here. Of course, we'll talk about the NFL, baby, rocking and rolling. Of course, Sunday. What can I say about Sunday except that it's football day? This is where we kick back and we make our money. That's right. The 24th of December, no doubt about it. We're going to rock and roll. December, let's look at Detroit. Detroit is going to be playing at Cincinnati. They're a minus 165 on the money line. The L.A. Chargers got a hard time saying that. Minus 270 on the money line at the New York Jets. The Jets are just hapless, huh? When the Chargers can come into town and be favored to kick your butt by 6.5 points, you have got to be just a terrible team there in New York. New York must be freaking out right now. They've got to be just saying to themselves, you know, this is just not working out. It's just not working out, and it's not. Unfortunately, the Jets will never be a winner again. Not for a long time. Think about it. Just not for a long time. It's not happening, man. It's just not happening for the Jets. The Jets have got some serious issues in the front office. They haven't got the team. How can I say? People show up to Jet games. That's about the best thing I can say about the New York Jets. People show up to their games. The L.A. Rams. Good old L.A. -285, of course. L.A., you got to give L.A. a little bit of credit here because they are a better team than they were last year. No doubt about it. They're taking on Tennessee. They're -286 at Tennessee. I'm going to go with that one, the Rams at Tennessee. I think the Rams whoop up on Tennessee pretty easy, and I'm going to go with that for $500. So no big grand, no big $1,000 bet there. Cleveland and Chicago, what can I say? Chicago -270. I never liked to bet on Chicago, even though Cleveland's a horrible team. And they're the worst team probably in football this now. But Chicago, if ever there's a team that could never rise to the occasion, it's the Chicago Bears. For some reason, I just don't know. They've been jinxed for a long, long time. Anyway, I'll pass on that one. Carolina, take that back. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Carolina -550. Got to go with this one. Carolina -10 on the point spread. But I like Carolina here at home, -550. I'll go with that. Maybe a five spot there. Another five spot on that one. Anyway, New Orleans. Good old New Orleans. About to go with the New Orleans Saints, baby. Atlanta's coming to New Orleans. New Orleans is a -250 favorite on the money line. As far as the point spreads are concerned, it's 5.5 points there. Interesting scores in their last few games, but I'm going to have to lean again. I'm going to go with New Orleans. Just have to. Atlanta's just not showing me nothing. I mean, why? I have no idea, but Atlanta was supposed to be the team this year, and somehow they weren't the team that people thought they were going to be. Just at least didn't live the expectations I thought they would make. For Denver, Washington, of course, Washington -180. We don't mention a team's name as far as the Washington football entity of the National Football League is concerned because we think it's a racial game and it's very prejudiced, so we just let that one go. Anyway, Washington -180, and they're at home. Denver's coming into town. Denver, what can I say? Washington's favored for by 3.5 points. Close game there. I wouldn't want to bet on that one. Miami at KC. KC -525 on the money line, -10.5 on the point spread. KC is considered a stomping some butt here. Okay, I wasn't using another word, but they get a little upset when I say that. Anyway, they can stomp some butt here. It really looks like they are. And as far as KC is concerned, I think I would go with KC and the 525. Now, listen, if you bet 525 to win 100, that's what the money line is all about. You bet the $525 there, you put the 525 up, and you get 625 back. Listen, that's a whole lot better than waiting on some point spread where you're freaking out on the point spread. You're going back and forth. The guys are going down the field. It's like one point either way. You're going, oh, my God, you're losing your hair. You're pulling out your teeth. You're drinking all kinds of beer. You're, like, freaking out, right? Don't need to. Not when you play the money line. Not when you play the money line. Play the money line. Money line is hot and happening. Anyway, speaking of money, how about Jacksonville, San Francisco? Good old San Francisco. Good old San Francisco. What are they now? Hapless. They are this. What can I say? You know, they dumped Colin Kaepernick. They blamed him for everything. He came within 5 yards, taking him to the Super Bowl championship. And they dogged him. They got rid of him. They ran him out of town. And they, you know, and the NFL did their little number on him. And Donald Trump did his number on him and this and that. And I don't know. The 49ers. What can I say? Jed York, that's the guy that runs the team. He's a turkey. There's no. I remember D. Bartolo. When D. Bartolo ran the team, it was really something, folks. We got the best booze, hottest chicks. What do you mean, hottest chicks? I mean the best booze. Best booze, best food, and he always had hot chicks out there as well. I'm talking about Eddie D. Bartolo when he ran the SF 49ers. Arizona, New York Giants at Arizona. Arizona -170 at home. Kind of probably roll with that one. That's pretty good. Arizona's also -3 on the point spread. As far as Seattle's concerned, Seattle's going to Dallas. Dallas a -225 favorite, of course, on the money line, -4.5. As far as point spreads are concerned, am I impressed with Dallas? No, I don't know. Would I want to bet money on Dallas here? No, I'm going to pass on the Dallas. Now, Pittsburgh at Houston. Pittsburgh -420 on the money line. That's a lot of money. -9 on the point spread as well. What does that mean? That means Pittsburgh's supposed to roll over Houston. I don't know if they will. I don't think they'll cover the 9 points, but I think they'll win the game. As far as Oakland's concerned, good old the Raiders are going to Philadelphia. The Raiders are going to play. Of course, that's going to be late game. It's going to be Oakland at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, a -420 favorite, -9 at home. The Raiders are not the team that we thought they were. I don't know what happened to the Raiders. I mean, the quarterback was supposed to be back. He was going to put all that money in them. They gave him a big fat contract. Khalil Mack was doing his thing. He went to the Pro Bowl. So did Tom Brady again. Really? Tom Brady for the 11th or 12th, something like that. I think there's only one Peyton Manning's got more Super Bowl all Pro Bowl appearances than Tom Brady at quarterback. But look out, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's 41 years old and still rocking and rolling. But don't push the envelope too far, Tom, because when you do, people get hurt. People get hurt. And I'm talking about you, man. You can never take back that last hit. I know. I've seen guys that have had one last fight. Never the same. Just never the same. Things happen. Anyway, Philadelphia and Oakland, got to go with Philadelphia there as far as the money line is concerned, as well as the point spreads as well. The Oakland Raiders, I don't know what happened to them. I wish them the very best of luck because 2017 was supposed to be their coming, and obviously it did not happen. Speaking of happening, you got to look at the fact that the Baltimore Ravens are now saying that their attendance is down because of the fact that people are kneeling. Wait. They're kneeling because of police brutality. They're kneeling because cops like me, you know, I'm an ex-cop, but cops like me shoot people for nothing, okay? Not me, but you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, they shoot people for naught. And this is what these people are trying to take the knee for as far as being on the football field is concerned. But somehow Donald Trump made this to be something against the flag. It's nothing against the flag at all. It's just trying to bring recognition to the fact that their police brutality does take place in this country. And how do I know that? I am a former policeman. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I like to say this. Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Man, I keep going and going and going and going. But the bottom line is, you're tuned to the Mighty Taco Man Show, live from City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What a tribute to the great Dick Enberg. Passed away this week at the age of 82. Of course, a Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. One of the greatest broadcasters of all time, folks. I can never hold, I couldn't carry his jockstrap. I'm sorry, I just couldn't. And I'm a decent broadcaster, but Dick Enberg was like the icon of icons, no doubt about that. Him and Vin Scully, and they ran L.A. Of course, Vin was with the Dodgers. And Enberg was with the Angels. They had the two best voices, probably two of the best voices in all of baseball, man, down there in Southern California, just working a few miles apart. Anyway, of course, we're not done talking about Dick Enberg. I've got one more tribute I want to go to him. The bottom line is he was an icon. He was a great man. You know what? He was a class. He was in a class all by himself, not only with the microphone, but away from the microphone. I mean, there's never any bad police reports, any shenanigans, anything like that. Never. And that was Dick Enberg, who's always the straightest guy. I can remember him all the way from the 1960s. I kid you not, until now, it was as straight as it came, remembering Dick Enberg.
Thank you to everyone. It's time for me to move on, and I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to calling another big league baseball game tonight.
They're talking about my last year. I'm going to be on the floor. I'm going to be in the cellar. Yeah.
It's been such a complete and privileged life. And I, you know, as so many have said this, I haven't worked a day. I've been employed beautifully, and I've enjoyed thoroughly rubbing shoulders with the greatest athletes in all sports, and to work side by side with people like Mark Grant and Mark Sweeney, and to be, I'm still a fan. They're the players that succeeded. And I get to pick their brain.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my has been an expression a great friend of mine for over 50 years of my career. And never have those two words expressed more personal joy than at this very moment. Man, I thought I'd get all the way to the end before I started to get emotional. Scully called me when the announcement was made, and he said, only one piece of advice, Enberg, no crying at Cooperstown.
Congratulations on a magnificent career.
Yeah, I didn't cry at Cooperstown. I didn't cry.
You did very well. I was waiting to see. No crying at Cooperstown.
What I will miss, what I've enjoyed, And they're the same, aren't they? I'll miss the preparation and the anticipation most of all, and the crowd reaction. I love to play with the crowd and the crowd to punctuate any of my baseball calls.
Touch them all! The Padres regain the lead, 3-2.
I love the San Diego fans, and I love the fact that I'm able to call a game with San Diego in front. Every city says, hey, we're the greatest fans in the world, don't they? Well, we are, and the ones that have loyally stood by this franchise. I can't wait for the time when Petco Park is jammed and there's 1,000 people outside that want to get in, and the tickets are all sold out, and they're here to cheer a pennant driving team and eventually a World Series. You're paid to prepare and broadcast the bad games. The goal is to keep your audience and entertain them. You may have to go to history and music and into the great character of Mark Grant. When you have a great game, you don't need all those notes.
That's true.
I mean, the game carries itself. But when it slows down and you're down 10-1 in the seventh inning, you better be prepared so that at least you, if they want to stay with you, entertain them.
Is relaxing your eyes?
Does it make me better looking?
No.
You're not the game. You know, you're not the game. You're there to enhance the experience of those watching or listening to you to enjoy the game all the more. And the game, it's never been about me. It's been about the privilege of sitting there and talking about the greatest athletes and the greatest games in the world.
No doubt about that, an icon, what can I say, the world of broadcasting. He was a good guy. I saw him once at an airport. I remember I saw him at the I want to say it was the Palm Springs Airport sometime in the summer of like 1995, 1996, somewhere around there. Someone was doing baseball. Someone was going on there in Palm Springs. It was like a baseball conference, something like that, and he happened to be there. I believe I saw him at the airport. Not sure, but I know Vin Scully was there that day, no doubt about that. Vin Scully and Dick Enberg, man, if I could have got a picture of those two guys, or with those two guys, man, what can I say? Scully, of course, the voice of the L.A. Dodgers for so long, and Enberg, the voice of the L.A. Angels, the Anaheim Angels. They play just a few miles away from each other. But, man, two iconic voices, both down in Los Angeles, both calling baseball. Who would think that, you know, those guys would become to the rise to the top? I mean, there's other great announcers. Bill King from the Oakland A's that passed away a few years ago, a Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. But there's been some great announcers. But as far as area is concerned, I don't think any area has ever dominated baseball with two great voices. I like to talk about the great Dick Enberg, of course, and Vin Scully. So we go with one more piece on the great Mr. Dick Enberg. We'll call this our tribute to Dick Enberg.
As a young boy, I can remember when we had family gatherings that I would always be asked, "Hey, Dickie, what are you going to be when you grow up?" And I never hesitated. "I'm going to be a ball player." And my father would counter with a humorous put down, "Yeah, we'll all go down to Briggs Stadium someday, and there'll be Dick, and he'll be shouting, 'Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks.'" Coincidentally, another 18-year-old directly out of a Baltimore high school took my dream job in right field for the Tigers, Al Kaline. And how did he do? My dream has taken me to a great place, the Ford Frick Award in baseball's Hall of Fame. Oh, doctor. Oh, my. And how about that?
And I tried to tie in the calls. You know, Red Barber would say, "Oh, doctor," and Mel Allen, "Oh, my." They were the very first two announcers into the Cooperstown Hall of Fame.
So they were people that you tried to emulate yourself and improve upon what they had in their delivery.
And so I tried to find one of my own, a punctuation mark, and "Oh, my" worked for me. As you know, Midwest here, especially in Michigan, people say, "Well, where'd you come up with 'oh my'?" I said, "Well, if you just keep your ears open, it's a sign of acknowledgement. You hear it all the time here. It's either, 'Oh, did you hear about the Gibson boy? Oh, my.' Or how about, 'Oh, my, hit a home run again.'" My mother used it often, sometimes in despair. "Oh, my, Richard." So I just tried that when I became an announcer up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at $1 an hour at WCEN. And then when I went on to Indiana, and I was the voice of Indiana sports for 4 years. And it's been a good friend for over 50 years. And when I can't think of anything else to say, "Oh, my," works.
You've been doing it for 50. Another thing you left up there was the Regent.
That was at Armada. I was on the yearbook committee for the high school yearbook, and Tiger spelled backwards is Regent, in a Latin term that kind of it fits what a.
And they still it's still called Regent. It's still, right?
So I left something there.
That's what I'm saying.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Switching gears, remember the late Dick Enberg. Let's talk combat sports, baby. That's right, combat sports. Of course, UFC 219, just like a week away, 6 days away. The fight of the year. Why do I say that? Because, I'm scared for Holly Holm. Why would I be scared for Holly Holm? Holly Holm can fight. She beat Ronda Rousey. I mean, she beat all these good girls. I mean, why would you be scared for her? Well, because she's getting in the octagon with Chris Cyborg Santos. And Chris Cyborg Santos is like the equivalent of like Mike Tyson as far as male MMA, a female MMA is concerned, or maybe even male MMA. I kid you not. She is a beast. And when I say beast, I mean it in an affectionate way. I mean, if she told me she was going to beat my butt if I didn't do something, I think I might do it, because I really think that she would kick my, she would. I've seen her throw 250-pound men around cars, over cars, and movie stunts and this kind of stuff. So she's extremely strong. And I think that Gina Carano being the movie star and the former Strike Force champion, she fought Cyborg. Remember what happened there, right? Cyborg, like, destroyed her in a round. I mean, it was terrible. It was like domestic violence if they were gay. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about with Holly Holm. I mean, this is scary. December the 30th, I kid you not, on pay-per-view, it is going to be a scary, scary event. Everybody says that Holly Holmes has got to get through the first couple of rounds, the first couple of minutes, you know, and I don't know you can do that. I don't know how you can do that with somebody that throws as hard as that woman throws. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos. When you throw as hard as she throws, and she's relentless, she's like, when I say like Tyson, I mean it. She's throwing punches that with bad intentions from the get-go all the way into the end. She is a mean, mean mother. I kid you not, she is a mother as well. But she is really mean. I wouldn't want to mess with her. And all I can say is that I wish the best for Holly Holm, because this doesn't. There's no way I can see this. There's no way I can see Holly Holm winning. I mean, people say to me, "Oh, come on, man! You know she beat Ronda." Yeah, this is a different beast. You know, Ronda was a judo girl. Ronda was a judo girl that had an armbar move. Okay, and you had to exploit that armbar move, and she ended up doing it. I'm talking about Holly Holm and beating her. Okay, that was her rise. You know, her crescendo. That was it. She's not going to get any higher than that. And the fact that she trained for that one fight, I mean, and the fact that she lost to Misha Tate afterwards, she wanted to fight Misha Tate. Remember Lenny Fresco was on the show talking all that smack about wanting to fight Misha Tate. She fights Misha Tate. She gets lit up like the White House Christmas tree and loses. Okay, not a smart move. Anyway, Cyborg and Holm, it is a fight. Of course, Holly Holm coming off that three-fight losing streak, winning a fight, her last fight, but she was going to have been 0-4 had she not won that last one. But she is now... She's lunch meat. She's lunch meat. She's got to be like a 4 or 5 to 1 underdog here. They won't put the odds up too high because they don't want to scare people away from buying this on pay-per-view. But Cyborg Santos, an easily 5 to 1 favorite over Holly Holm. Holly Holm, best of luck to you. Khabib. Yeah, we just call him Khabib. He's a lightweight, trains here in the Bay Area here, the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, taking on Edson Barboza. That's going to be a pretty good fight. Jimmy Rivera and John Lineker, Cynthia Calvillo, and Carlos Barz are going to hook it up at women's strawweight bout. Carlos Condit, the UFC veteran, taking on another veteran, Neil Magny. The UFC 219 card starts on Fox Sports 1. The Luis Smolka and Mathis Nicolai, Rick Glenn and Miles Jury, Dan Hooker and Mark D'Assi, and Khalil Roundtree and Mikhail Olasuk. So the bottom line is it's going to be a pretty good card, no doubt about that. And I would encourage you to come join me to watch this fight at Ricky Sports Theater. That's right, next Saturday night. Live at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, on Hesperian Boulevard. That's right, right off East 14th Street or International Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off. Going to be at Ricky's. Fight start about 7 o'clock, so that's when the pay-per-view gets going. That's when I'll be there, 7 o'clock p.m., Ricky's Sports Theater, San Leandro, California, USC 219. No doubt about it, I think I'll be watching the end of the career of the great Holly Holm. And I do say she's great because she's a fantastic fighter. I was a ring announcer for her, one of her boxing losses. I mean, I think I did 4 or 5 different fights down there when she was a professional boxer. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the preacher's daughter, Holly Holm, yeah, you know, that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I mean, so I've got some time with her. I mean, I got some background with her, but I just don't think it's, I just can't see this coming out. Anything but a nightmare as far as Holly Holm's concerned. I really can't. Unless Chris Cyborg Santos strains so much to make the weight that she can't do it. If she can't fight at 145, then that may be the only chance that Holly Holm has. Speaking of chance, wow, the heavyweight championship on the line, the middle of January, baby. Stipe Miocic taking on Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou, the guy that can punch harder than any heavyweight in the history of the UFC, according to their punch machine. Anyway, January 20th, TD Garden, the former Boston Garden, Boston, Massachusetts, of course, home of the Boston Celtics, but straight up the world heavyweight championship. Stipe Miocic. Man, stand-up boxer, good guy, beat Fabrice Verdum. Verdum sort of took him a little light. But Francis Ngannou is the real deal. He's the number one contender. People are scared to death of him. And if ever there was a guy I think that has a chance of beating him, it's Stipe Miocic. Why do I say that? Because Stippy's got the good boxing skills. And when you can box, you can beat punchers. You can beat punchers when you box. Ask George Foreman. Ask Muhammad Ali. Okay, everybody knew that Foreman was such a monster puncher against Muhammad Ali that Ali had no chance, right? Until he roped the dope. Anyway, Danny Cormier is on the card taking on Volkan Ozdemir. Of course, that's the defense of the light heavyweight championship that he was given back after John Jones tested positive for steroids after knocking him out. Cold, okay? Calvin Gattars in the co-feature of featherweight bout 145 taking on Shane Burgos. And the rest of the fights on the card, I'm not going to recommend these to you. I'm just not. I mean, there may be some good fights here, but nothing I'm going to jump out at. What I'm trying to tell you is that's probably one you want to watch on the internet. But Cyborg and Holm, you want to see that one live, no doubt about it. December the 30th, baby. Live, of course, at T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris Cyborg Santos hasn't been beaten since her first MMA fight. Her first MMA fight, like 18 fights ago. She's a monster. I kid you, a monstrous. She's amazing. She absolutely frightens me. I'm not scared of Ronda. I'm not scared of these other chicks. I'm really not, even in my old age, okay? But I am scared to death of Chris Cyborg Santos. Guess why? Because she is the real deal, and I think that Tito Ortiz knows it. Tito says that she beats up on Tito and people like that, of that ilk, like light heavyweights and middleweights and this kind of stuff. She beats up on them in the gym. That's how fast and how hard she hits. Talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, the current world's featherweight champion, 145-pound UFC champion. She's going to rock and roll with, of course, the great Holly Holm. It's coming to an end December 30th, 2017. T-Mobile Arena, UFC 219, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
About to wrap things up here on the Taco Man Radio Show. I want to thank, of course, the great Dominic Jimenez, and of course, our salute. Our salute to Dick Enberg. When I say 82 years young, Dick, you are a class act. That's all I can say. Not too many people can go to the grave saying that you were just the best that you were, and you were classy and just an honorable man. No doubt about that. The great Dick Enberg. Now, as far as the NBA is concerned, no games today. Christmas Eve, no games. Everybody in the Steph Curry and his boys get the day off, of course. But as far as Christmas is concerned, you never get Christmas off. You know that. Golden State Warriors are going to play at home. Guess who's coming to home? Cleveland. That's right. LeBron James going to play Christmas Day, 3 o'clock p.m., the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Same day, Washington at Boston. That's 5:30 at the TTD Garden. And Houston in Oklahoma. That's going down at 8 o'clock in the Chesapeake Energy Arena. That's going to be on ABC. And TNT's got one late game. The Lakers going to play host to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The bottom line is, big action as far as Christmas Day is concerned. This has been another edition of Taco Man Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, the Taco Man Radio Show comes to you each and every Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning. So next time, peace, love, lots of respect. You're tuned to Sports Byline.